USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Another train has derailed in Ohio. 20 cars from the Norfolk Southern train jumped the tracks in Springfield. No hazardous materials were involved and no one was injured, but Clark County Emergency Management did tell people to shelter in place as a precaution. On CNN's State of the Union this morning, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says there is no indication that the U.S. Capitol surveillance video given to Fox News host Tucker Carlson has been vetted by Capitol Police.
There are serious security concerns. We're releasing footage into the public domain in an era where political violence is on the rise.
Jeffries says it is his hope that the video footage from January 6th will be vetted before it's shown to the public. A U.S. congressman saying the threat of China sending lethal aid to Russia and to use in Ukraine is a serious threat. Congressman Jim Himes from Connecticut on NBC's Meet the Press.
It doesn't surprise me at all that there's a debate inside China about whether they should do this. Hopefully wisdom prevails.
Himes says the Biden administration is doing the right thing by sending a strong warning to China about helping Russia. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu is predicting that former President Trump will not be the 2024 Republican nominee for president. He said that yesterday's leadership is not what the party needs right now to move forward. Sununu has not announced a 2024 campaign, but is taking steps that indicate he may run. Incidents of border crossings are up, but not where you'd expect.
When you hear about border crossings, you automatically think of Mexico, not Canada. But migrants are coming into the U.S. illegally through Swanton, Vermont, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Apprehensions and migrant encounters at the Canadian border have jumped nearly 850%. I'm Corey Myers.
And there was a single winning ticket in last night's Powerball lottery sold in Virginia. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Former President Trump provided the keynote address last night at the Conservative Political Action Conference.
We're going to complete the mission. We're going to see this battle through to ultimate victory. We're going to make America great again.
Trump said he won't drop out of the race, even if he's indicted on state and federal charges, adding that might even help his poll numbers. After a year of waiting, Chris Rock has addressed the slap.
People, I didn't hurt.
Chris Rock made history with Netflix's first ever live broadcast. It gave the comedian a chance to open up about that infamous moment with Will Smith at last year's Oscars.
But I'm not a victim, baby. You will never see me on Oprah, Gail, crying.
Rock waited for the final minutes of his hour-long concert on Saturday night to address the controversy.
I know you can't tell on camera. Will Smith is significantly bigger than me. We're not the same size, okay?
I'm Jerry Barmash.
A former advisor to President Trump is splitting from her husband. Kellyanne Conway posted on Twitter that she and her husband George were in the final stages of an amicable divorce. The couple has been married for more than 20 years. In a joint statement, they asked for privacy as they continue to remain united as parents of their four children. Their relationship drew attention after George Conway publicly criticized the Trump administration while his wife was working for the former president. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229, 800-734-1229,